This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And how about it? Happy race day, everybody, along the Gulf Coast. Hey, good news. No showers. I think they've all moved up north, so lots of racing to cover. And welcome to Full Throttle Racing with Kane, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And later this afternoon, we'll have it up on the website at usfdracing.org. So let's talk about today's show at Mobile International Speedway, Midwest Cooling Tower. Pro late models are coming back. Old school racing. And I believe Rick Crawford's going to try to make an appearance on the show. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got Chief Jeff Cash. Now, he's the first vice chair of the National Volunteer Fire Council, also the chief of Cherryville Fire Department in Cherryville, North Carolina. The reason why we've got the chief on is coming up next week, I believe, in Washington, is the national meeting for the National Volunteer Fire Council. And that is a big thing for Hurricane Motorsports, my race team, and also USFD Racing. Actually, they helped us create a very special fire helmet, and they've got some cool programs we're going to talk about, and it's an honor to have the chief on here a little bit. And then we go to the dirt track tonight, Deep South Speedway in Loxley. They're racing, and I tell you what, I wanted to have one of the drivers on, and one of the bigger classes out there, believe it or not, have been the Bombers. Last weekend, they had over 19 of those suckers sliding all over the place. I got John Candyman Boyd, one of the drivers out of Mississippi. It's going to be on with us, and I'm excited. Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway and I talked this morning, and he and I are putting up something together for you fans and Talladega fans. The pack is back, as you know, at Talladega, May 4th through the 6th. In 13 days, we get to go see some real racing at Talladega, and thanks to Chris and also Talladega and Montgomery Motor Speedway, you fans right here to the show are going to have an opportunity by next Saturday to pick up tickets. I've got four tickets and four pre-race passes that get you pretty much anywhere you want to go, which is pretty cool. And we're going to do this with Facebook, and we're going to talk with Chris a little bit about that. So before we get started with Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway, a couple things I also want to thank the sponsors that help put the show on every weekend. You know, Ed Seafood Shed right on the causeway. They always take good care of you. Ed and Barbara, it's going to be another beautiful day along the Gulf Coast, so go get you some oysters and some of the best coleslaw around. Mobile International Speedway, Montgomery Motor Speedway, Deep South Raceway, and our friends again. Here's Lonnie from Sunny South. Good morning, brother, and happy race day.
Good morning, Kane. Happy race day. I can't believe you just talked for 2 minutes straight without taking a breath.
It's my traffic training. I was just thinking that, too. I was like, man, am I going to breathe? It's a lot of stuff to cover, man. Hey, you guys, I always love you track because there's so much, you know, we talked about it last week, and you guys are really training up tomorrow's stars today. You've got one of your drivers right now, and his name's Connor O'Kresick, who drives and does an amazing job in the Bandolero class. He is right now at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've been watching on his mom's Facebook and seeing some of the photos of his car in the Cup garage, and it looks pretty cool. And I guess they're having some good runs up there. And it just goes to show the motto. Like I said, you're training today stars or tomorrow stars today, and look where some of your drivers are participating on an off weekend.
Boy, you're not kidding. Last weekend, Connor O'Kresick was out racing dirt. Matter of fact, I think it was someplace in Mississippi. Somebody told me that he went over and won a race on dirt last weekend when we were off, or when he was off. And so he's just, yeah, those O'Kresicks, man, they're all over the racing stuff. And Connor's a real talent. And we do. We work on, I mean, we're not the fastest. We're not the biggest. We're not the loudest. But by golly, we got some of the closest, tightest racing around. And I know that anybody that enjoys racing on the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of different places to go with Deep South, Five Flags, Mobile, just all over the place. But we are the only quarter-mile high-banked asphalt track the South.
Yeah, in the Southeast. I mean, where is the closest track besides what you guys have to offer? Because, I mean, you've got legend drivers coming from four states, essentially. I mean, you've got Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida, all recognized right at just central hub of racing. And it's such a gem of all the tracks in this area. And I hate the fact that not more people go check it out, because the racing is some of the best racing you're going to see. And there's nothing like seeing these legends sideways going down the front straightaway because of all the power they got.
Well, now, you know, the legends do that, but also the pro challenges are out there. Last weekend was one of the closest pro challenge finishes I have seen ever.
Really?
Between Bill Elmore Jr., who ended up winning the race, and Joseph McArdle, his first year in legends, 14 years old, they they ran side by side around that track, cutting like 12 3/4 second laps. Nobody granting any quarter.
Wow.
At the end of it, we had thought Joseph won it. Looked at the transponders. They said it was 0.043 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. That's got to be the closest finish in the history of the track. I mean, wow.
It was amazing. I went back and I looked at the tape because I've got a lot of redundant features.
No, that's good. And you're the only track that I know that has that. And I think that's awesome. You've got cameras set up. So when there is a questionable call, because I remember when I announced out there several years ago, it was the same thing. And there's a lot of times you guys go back to that tape, don't you?
That's true. And we did. And I'm telling you, Billy Elmore, it couldn't have been 3 inches, you know, at 80-something miles an hour. But racing at our track is so fast and so close. We've got Bandoleros, Legends, Stingers, the Pro Challenges. And Billy Elmore came up to me after the race, and he said, you know, Lonnie, there's not too many people I'll run on the outside, you know, for 3 or 4 laps, and I will, you know, Joseph McArdle.
Yeah, yeah, and that shows the respect that young man has. But obviously, he's got a lot. He's got that last name that's so impressive over there at Sunny South.
Well, he's leading the points, you know, in his very first year in Pro Challenge. He started out in the Bandoleros. He's racing Legends now and the Pro Challenge, leading the points. Our top three in Pro Challenge points: Joseph McArdle, Bill Elmore Senior, then Bill Elmore Junior.
Now, again, for some of the people who might be checking out the show for the first time, these Pro Challenge cars or trucks, you actually have like a NASCAR-style truck, almost like the size of an S10. Aren't they like 3/4? Is that the best way to say how these guys are set up?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And these cars, they look like, just by chance, they look like the Fords that Rick Crawford used to run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could take one of these and you could paint it up to look like the old number 14 if you wanted to, and take a picture of it on the track, and nobody really know the difference except for you. But yes, the Pro Challenge is a purpose-built race vehicle. They have cars and trucks. They have different body styles. They have the Ford Mustang, the Fusion, the Monte Carlo. They even have a BMW 3 Series car. The trucks that they run pretty much all have the same body style and everything. It's pretty generic, but to me it resembles a Ford.
Yeah.
But they're all purpose-built race vehicles, just like Legends car, but they're not associated with Legends. They run a water-cooled motorcycle engine. I think it was one that came out of some kind of a stinky Busa or something like that. I can't remember the name. But puts out right at about 150 horsepower, runs through a quick change or a modified Toyota rear end. Fastest thing on our track is Pro Challenge. Run on Hoosier slicks.
And the thing is these cars and trucks, what are you getting more of? You know, because you see other tracks like Mobile running cars and trucks together. You know, we got the Pro Challenge and also the Super Stocks. And what I've noticed, granted it's not apples to apples here, but, you know, their trucks are struggling with the cars from setup. Also, you know, there's a little bit of horsepower issue, but you guys got the same motors under these things. Which handles better at your track, and what do you have more of? Do you have more of the cars, or do you have more of the trucks?
Well, Joe McArdle used to call the Pro Challenges the Black Truck Series.
That makes sense. They were all black. I remember that.
Yeah, because there were so many trucks. And the truck that I had, I just sold my truck to Nolan Bellwell's Bad K Racing. Dave Nolan is driving my old truck now and doing really well, I might add, his first year in Pro Challenge trucks. To me, I like the trucks because you can see out of them better.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to have a spotter. It's suggested that you have a spotter.
Okay.
But me being a racer, I am, and I'm sure you being a racer, you are, you're still going to glance over and take a look.
Oh, yeah.
We're not quite at that level of Jimmy Johnson and all those where we can just take somebody for granted. We're paying somebody $75,000 a year to tell us where to go.
Hey, I can wreck like the best of them. No, I'm just...
all by myself.
That's right. That's my team.
Your team is doing really well this year, from what I hear.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, we had a good night last night on the Alabama cruises. We went on a team cruise, and the team's ready for tonight. Yeah, so Rusty Powell Sr. is fourth in points, running his Fords over there at Mobile. And we hope to have a good night. A lot of good sponsors on board this year, and it's been a lot of fun. It's hard to be not in the driver's seat this year, but, you know, but I love doing the announcing, too. I'll be back in the booth tonight at Mobile, too. So, but I appreciate the kind words on that.
Well, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Let me talk. And speaking of credit, let me go through our points real quick.
Yeah, do.
Then we'll talk about your daughter. Make sure she feels some love. Yeah. Top three in legends, Jeremy Lundy. First time back in a legends car on asphalt in a long time. Jeremy Lundy's leading the points. Joseph McArdle right there in second place in points. Hunter Lewis got his first win a couple of weeks ago. He's third place in legends points. Now, these are local points here. This is different for the national points.
Right.
The Stingers, Randy Duff is in first point. First point. That's like me and your fake book.
You heard that.
That was so awesome right there. Let me tell you. Talk about a Freudian slip.
Yeah, no kidding.
Randy Duff is leading the points in Stingers. Daniel Martin right behind him, and Jared Duff is in third place.
Are they mostly Saturns? Are they really? I mean, do you have anything besides Saturns running in your Stinger class?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a fellow that's come out, and I believe his name is Lance Wood, and he's got himself a little black car. I think it's an Acura. You know, it's hard sometimes
to tell
because they take all the shiny bits off of them.
Oh, yeah.
But Lance Wood in this little black car, man, he has gone out there and he's just giving them the business. So, but yeah, Saturns are pretty much, you know, they have been the class of the field. I think it was the Thompsons that discovered that.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
And Pitts and Sons Racing, you know, jumped on the bandwagon, and they were all just doing really, really well with the Saturns, but yeah, that's some good racing right there, and it's just a hoot. And finally, our Pro Challenge Series, Joseph McArdle once again leading the points. Bill Elmore Sr. is in second place. Billy Elmore Jr. is in third in our Pro Challenge. Now, our next race is not this weekend. It's going to be next weekend when we have the Mighty Mites come back. The Mighty Mites are the special class only running at Sunny South Raceway. It's, I think they're 4 to 9 years old.
Hugely popular, by the way. There's so much of a buzz on this class all over all the other racetracks you're talking about it. So, you know, that's great because they say, man, I got to get one of those little champ carts and put my kid out there to get it started. And the parents are even more excited than the kids, and the kids can't wait.
Man, it is so fun to watch these young kids. And it's pretty much the kind of deal where there was two or three parents got together and said, look, my kid's never raced before, but I'd love to get him to try.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, let's do this. Let's make an engine rule. We'll get Randy Schatz to build us an engine. We'll have a tire rule, a gear rule, a clutch rule, a weight rule, and an age rule, and we'll let them go out there and go race and just have some fun, and that's what they do. It's kind of like the no racer left behind deal. But,
yeah, that's true.
But all of the participants receive a trophy. At the end of the year, all of the drivers that show up at the banquet for Sunny South Raceway will receive recognition and a trophy. And it's a lot of fun, and it's experience. These kids get to go out there. They are learning the flags. They're learning race etiquette, where to bump, not to bump, how to bump, where to pass. When they have a problem, they learn. One of the things that we push at our track is safety and communication. And one of the things that we ask our drivers to do at Sunny South Raceway is when you're going to leave the track or you have a problem, stick your hand out the window.
Yeah, let them know.
Let the people behind you know. And that's what all these kids and these Mighty Mites are learning. And we're already seeing some of them progress, and it's so cool. But they're going to be back next weekend.
Good.
On the 28th.
Now, how do we find the track again? We've got just about another minute, and we've got to run. So, obviously, you're in Grand Bay off the interstate. Not this weekend, but next weekend, you guys will have the gates open pretty early, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we do. We open the gates for practice at 4 o'clock.
That's great.
Practice from 4:30 to 6:30. Drivers meeting after that. Qualifying at 7. Racing starts at 8. Go to exit 4. Go south to Highway 90. And when you get to Highway 90, you turn left, go just about a mile. We're behind the community center down there, Sunny South Raceway. If you can't see us, you'll hear us.
That's so true.
would like to say this to your daughter, Amy. Yes. We love you. We're glad you're doing great, and sorry you had a little problem.
No, and she appreciates that. I know she's getting well at home, and for folks who didn't know, she was involved in a pretty serious car wreck. And I can tell you her teenage attitude is back, so she's getting back to normal.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Lonnie, we love you, and we love sunny South Raceway. Thank you so much for, again, being part of the show. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do the show, buddy.
Well, we appreciate your help and Facebook help and everybody else. So, Kane, we'll talk to you later. We love you, man.
All right, that's Lonnie from sunny South Raceway. Coming up, we're going to talk dirt racing, Deep South Speedway. John Candyman Boyd, he's a hoot. He's talking about a hoot, talking dirt driving. Next, Deep South Speedway on FM Talk 106.5's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later, we're going to be on podcast at usfdracing.org. Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway coming up. And we're going to talk about a special promotion that we're doing together, giving you Talladega tickets. 4 tickets and 4 pre-race passes. You're going to go anywhere in 13 days. You're going to do it on Facebook all week long. So we'll tell you how we'll do that with Chris here a little bit later. And we've got also Chief Jeff Cash. This is going to be a great interview. He's the first vice chair of the National Volunteer Fire Council. You know, I'm a big supporter of the United States Fire Department racing with Hurricane Motorsports and our 4 race cars, soon to be 5, if you can believe that. And we're thrilled to have them on because without our first responders, whether it be my daughter's accident just a couple of weeks ago, it was volunteer firemen that was first there, or if you have if you're a racer and you've been knocked out or whatever at a racetrack, and I'm going to bring up John on here, John Candyman Boyd, one of the bomber drivers. And John, you probably had that little accident where the first thing you see is one of those fire department guys, and you're pretty thankful to see them, aren't you?
Oh yeah, very thankful. They're quick too. They get to you and make sure you're all right and everything. Yeah, they're right on the spot.
Well, I tell you what, good morning to you. Now, this guy, he's been racing for a while. Listen, John Candyman Boyd, bomber driver, the number 32, been over at Deep South forever, running 12th in points. You missed the last race because you had some engine issues, but you're back tonight. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, we put a new motor in at the beginning of the season. We had, you know, you have to work the bugs out, and unfortunately, we had a huge bug last week. We blew the motor up, so... But we got another motor in. We should be back sometime. We're going to be back tonight, and hopefully this one will put us back on the track.
You know, out at Deep South Speedway, you've got so many great classes, from the street stocks to vintage. You got modifieds, crate late models, and the Stingers. But the bombers have constantly been one of the biggest classes there. And I tell you what, it doesn't matter if it's a special night with the wing sprint cars or what. You're getting just as many cheers and jeers from the fans. I mean, these people are sticking around. There's a very popular class out there. I think 19 cars last weekend you guys had.
Oh yeah, that class has really grown, and I'll tell you what, you got some real good drivers in that class. Mm-hmm. It's real competitive, and yeah, I was listening to the guy earlier talking about driving side by side some of those drivers, and you being a driver too, you know who you can drive up next to and feel comfortable and who you can't, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, we got some good drivers out there. We got Richie Brasmer, he's back this year.
He's running second points, yeah.
Oh yeah, you got Chris Berger, and we got one of the guys moved up from the Stinger, Gary Watson. I mean, you look all around you; they, you know, those guys right there. I've run door to door with them many a night, you know.
Well, it's good to see that every Saturday night you guys are racing out at Deep South Speedway. And Casey, I think, has done a great job this year promoting the track, getting the word out there. And I mean, you could tell you're a driver. Are you seeing the car counts? Are you seeing the fans in the stands?
Oh yeah, the car count is definitely growing. It's growing every week, like you hit on just a minute ago.
Yeah.
For 19 cars in our class, yeah, that's an accomplishment there, you know. And the crowd, I mean, the crowd each week, you know, we get the cars unloaded and pack the track, and you see a steady flow of people coming in. And before the heat races and all, we have the drivers meeting. Before you know it, you look out in the stands. Like me and Casey were talking the other night. Fans are really starting to fill up, you know.
And to be honest, out of all the tracks around here right now, you guys got the highest payout on your classes. I tell you, with the bombers, where some tracks you run for $150, doesn't matter how many cars you have, you guys are constantly having $400, $600, $800 purses. And I think that's getting a lot of asphalt drivers to go dirt sometimes, you know.
I know it. I mean, I told you earlier, I drove a little bit of asphalt, and now the dirt. I just love the dirt, you know. I mean, it's, you know, different strokes for different folks, but that dirt, I just once you get it in your blood, it's hard to get out, you know?
Let me ask you, what is the track like to ride? I know last year, at the beginning of last year, they had to tear out 1 and 2, put a new drain in because the wing sprint cars had some pretty bad accidents through there, and it was just some bad divots. And I tell you what, when I've been there the two times this year, it looks like an ice skating rink. It's just that smooth. Is it that smooth from a driver's standpoint?
Oh, yeah. It's a good track. You know, occasionally they do a good job on it, and like I said, you get a good fight with the cars out there. The wing sprint cars, when they come over there, before you know it, it's like driving on asphalt because they will dry the track out. But, you know, I'm telling you, the track is in excellent shape. You know, it's 1 and 2. They've worked hard on that hole. They've got it back to where you can actually run 1 or 2, maybe 3 grooves down there in 1 and 2.
Well, how did you get started racing? I mean, we talked a little bit off the air, and obviously, as you've been a seasoned professional for 7 to 8 years in the bomber class, you figured out how to do it because you got sponsors too, brother. Tell me about them.
Oh, yeah, the sponsors and all, man, they help out a lot. Matter of fact, I have my car. I live in Biloxi, but my car stays over in Satsuma, Alabama. And we're part of a race team, RJS race team, that we'd be with Joseph Adams, the 22 street stock driver. And then the crew chief over there, Ronnie Smith, he's one of my major sponsors, is 184 Satsuma Auto Repair. I've got Hamco Tree Service. I got Crossers Transmission. I've got Service International Trucking and Transfer. You know, I mean, they all help us out, you know.
Well, that helps out. And obviously, I've got a text. I can't tell you who sent this, but I'm supposed to ask you a question. I'm supposed to ask you.
Lord.
Yeah, okay. Live radio. What does can't mean? Can't man. So I'm supposed to ask you what can't man means.
Can't man? I don't know what.
Then I guess I won't tell you who sent that then. I guess, Candy. Oh, okay. Figures this guy can't even do a text right. I'm going to call you out. Casey wants to know why they call you Candy Man.
Hey, I don't even want to go there.
Oh, you have to. You have to now. Come on, Candyman. Why is it? Do you sing the song like the Candyman can?
Oh, no. I don't sing at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. See, I can already see how red your face is. Okay, I'll be good.
You're right.
Chris Carter also sent me a text saying good morning to you, and he's a big fan of yours, and he says, what up, Candyman? So.
Chris is a good guy, man.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job up there. Well, tonight, over at Deep South Speedway, the gate's going to open at 4, and tonight's a little different because we have the Bomber Powder Puff Race. Now, this is kind of cool. Are you putting your bomber out there for one of these lovely ladies to get in and run? And who are the ladies that are driving? Because obviously Angela can't be in this one, right?
Right. Hey, maybe one of the other women have a chance now that she's not going to be behind the wheel.
Now, is it going to be driver's wives, or is he like fans?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be fans, and, you know, some of the driver's wives will get in there, and, you know, some of the ladies at the track will, you know, they'll come up and ask if they can drive your car. And,
oh, wow.
You know, they'll put them in. They get out. I think they run like 5 or 6 laps out there. It's a hoot, man. So, and I've had a couple people try to ask me during the Powder Puffs in the past to drive mine, but the seat in my car is so far back they can't reach the pedals. And I always tell them I didn't bring no phone books for them to sit on.
That's right, and you can't race with high heels, baby. Sorry.
That's right. Flip flops are barefooted.
That's right. Yeah, that's how we do it on the dirt. Well,
that's
real
right.
Quick again, name off those sponsors again, John, who's been helping you out with that 32. I know you mentioned them one more time, but they're always so important. That Monte Carlo's got bills to pay and get tires. So who is it again that's kind of helping you out?
Yeah, my special thanks was first and foremost go to 184 Satsuma Auto Repair over there, Ronnie Smith. I'd like to give a special thanks to Robbie, Joseph, Sherman, Hammer. We've got Kristen and Addison. We got a ton of people, and Jason. Then I've got Hamco Tree Service. I've got Service International Trucking and Transfer, Clausen's Transmission. Like I say, they're always there to help us out, too, man. It's really good to have them aboard.
I think we need to change your name from Candyman to Waltrip. You got it down. John Waltrip Boyd, everybody.
Let's go racing, boys.
That's right. Hey, we appreciate you coming on board, and good luck tonight. I think you're going to have a good run, and we'll have to get you back on when you get that trophy, okay?
Hey, I sure appreciate it, and I'll get Casey tonight.
All right, Maddie. Well, we wish him good luck and all of y'all there. Again, John Candyman Boyd. Coming up, we're talking with the chief from the National Volunteer Fire Council. This is going to be a great interview. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, you're going to hear this back podcast at usfdracing.org. Still to come, we've got Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway, and we've teamed up 13 days until the pack is back at Talladega Motor Speedway. And we're going to give you, by next weekend on the show, 4 tickets to Talladega, as well as pre-race passes. That's where you can kind of scoot around and go places that no one else can. So it's going to be very cool. Coming up now, I'm thrilled to have our next guest on. He is Chief Jeff Cash. He's the first vice chair of the National Volunteer Fire Council out of Cherryville, North Carolina. Also the chief for the fire department there. And first of all, Chief, I want to say good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. Thank you for having me.
It's a huge honor to have you on. And we were going to do this months ago, and the schedule got crazy. Our team, Hurricane Motorsports, has teamed up with a great organization. It's usfdracing.org, and they are the United States Fire Department Racing. And what we do pretty much is race for awareness for the volunteer fire department folks. And I've had a couple people on earlier today. One of the drivers, John Candyman Boyd, locally, was talking about how just how important it is, whether you're in a community or at the racetrack, especially as a driver. You first responders are the first folks that we see, and sometimes unappreciated. And that's what we try to do, is just give you the glory that you have. And one thing I want to talk about, Chief, as we get started, USFD Racing, you helped create a very special fire helmet. Can you explain what that was?
Yes, Jim Board, the founder and CEO of USFD Racing, come to us with an idea to try to get some exposure for the National Volunteer Fire Council. And we had a helmet and a ID shield made, and he had most of his drivers across the country sign the helmet. And we took it to our national meeting, which this past fall was up in Lake George, New York, and we auctioned it off for our foundation. Mm-hmm. And it was a very hot item. It went very high, and it was purchased by the Nevada State Firefighters Association. They were going to carry it back to their state and auction it off as well.
Oh, and it's
a beautiful logo, and it, like I said, we raised a lot of money with the helmet, and it continues to have the life of raising money for volunteer fire service.
And that's what it's all about. And now, how did you get involved in the fire service? Because you have programs. There's a junior firefighter program. There's 1-800-FIRELINE I want to talk about. But how did you personally? Because I was a volunteer fireman for 2 years, and if I had the time and the body that could handle it still from some of my racing wounds, I can't do it. I would definitely do it in a heartbeat. And that's why I'm so passionate about what we do with USFD Racing, because at least through the race team, I can still have some part of trying to help out these folks.
We appreciate you, Kane and Jim, for partnering with the National Volunteer Fire Council. We're a national organization, and we represent the nation's approximately 768,000 volunteer and small departments in rural parts of the country who may have one or two employees, but they're definitely rural of nature and do the best to make ends meet, and very proud of the volunteer fire service. I personally got involved. A family member of mine, an uncle who I grew up next door to, was a volunteer firefighter, and he made a mistake one day of motioning me to come with him at the age of about 12 or 13, and it's 33 years later in the fire service that I made it part of my life.
Oh, that's incredible. You have, at our website, usfdracing.org, we've got two programs that you can go on the left-hand side. I want you to talk about the Junior Firefighting Program. Also, 1-800-FIRELINE, that's a number that people can call if they're interested in becoming a volunteer in their area.
Exactly, Kana. First of all, our website, along with the Jim's website, www.nvfc.org, it's a .org, they can go there for a plethora of information about the volunteer fire service. We have many programs, but one special program, the 1-800-FIRELINE, you can dial that number, and that number will go to the state that people are interested in becoming volunteer firefighters, and then they will be notified by the local fire department in that area that has volunteer opportunities. So it's 1-800-FIRELINE, a great program. You mentioned our National Junior Firefighter Program. We are promoting the use of junior firefighters, not to place them in any dangerous situation, but to get them to hanging out at the fire station, learning the ropes, and then by the time they're 18, 19, 20, they're ready to step right on the truck and be full-fledged volunteer firefighters. We had a National Fire Academy Forum last fall down in Monroe at Scott Safety, Tyco Company in Monroe, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We sold out every seat we had, so there's a lot of interest in these young kids, the future generation of firefighters in our country.
Well, you're heading to Washington, D.C. next week for the spring board meeting. What will happen there, and what will the meeting be about?
one of the things the National Volunteer Fire Council about is trying to promote legislation and be an advocate for the Volunteer Fire Service at the national level. So we will meet with the leaders in Congress, the House, and the President, and other key leaders of our nation to help promote safety among volunteer firefighters, grants that could be made available for volunteer fire departments to help with their financial need. So we're there trying to walk the halls of Congress and just make sure that our elected officials know about the National Volunteer Fire Council and our goal to help volunteer firefighters and protect them, you know, their health and safety.
We'll definitely pray for good results on that. Chief Jeff Cash, absolutely, first vice chair of the National Volunteer Fire Council. If there was a young kid that was listening, and we have a lot of them on this show, that would be interested, what would you tell one young firefighter, or maybe say, man, I love the firemen, I'd love to do something, what would you tell them they need to do?
I would suggest that they go by their local volunteer fire department, talk to the chief or one of the officers, and find out if they have a junior program and get involved. And most volunteer fire departments are hurting for volunteer firefighters. Mm-hmm. We have lost volunteer firefighters amount to the tune of about 100,000 in the past 10 years. So recruitment and retention of volunteers is critical area need for. So be sure and have those individuals go by, see their local fire chief or one of the local officers at the fire department. And if they have a program, I'm sure they'll be very happy to get them involved.
Well, I appreciate it, Chief. And again, we wish you good luck in Washington for everyone from Hurricane Motorsports, my team, the radio show, and anyone who has ever been touched, and I know there's lots of us, from the great folks that are the Volunteer Fire Department, EMTs. We appreciate the work that you're doing, and I guarantee you, sooner than later, I want to have you back on the show, okay, Chief?
Anytime. We thank you, Kane. Thank Full Throttle Racing, and we appreciate your involvement and support of the nation's National Volunteer Fire Council.
All right, there you go, and that's Chief Jeff Cash. We're so thankful that he was able to come on board this morning, and it's just so huge what these guys do. Again, check out the phone number if you're interested, 1-800-FIRELINE, or, again, onto the website, usfdracing.org, where you'll hear the radio show in a couple hours. You can find out junior firefighting pages. This is something huge, and I'm, again, my heart goes out to these folks, and I'm so thankful. Coming up next, Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. We know how to wrap up the show. Going to talk racing. And how about some free Talladega tickets? We got you covered, baby. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kay. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you by great sponsors like Ed's Seafood Shed, Mobile International Speedway, which, by the way, racing again tonight, the Midwest Cooling Tower Pro Late Models return. It's going to be old school racing. It's going to be awesome, and Hurricane Motorsports already packing up the hot rods to head over that way. Also, thank you to Deep South Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and my man, Chris Carter. Good morning, Chris. How are you from Montgomery Motor Speedway?
What is happening, my friend?
Hey, man, it's race day. What can I say? We've got 10 minutes to wrap up the show, and you did something that some promoters may or may not have done, and you did it early. And now I want to ask you, was it the right move or not?
First off, I'm going to tell my little buddy, Jerry Goff. I want to say hello to Jerry and Ashley Goff. They're listening down there.
Oh, good, yeah.
Talking to them. I want to say a special hello to them. Trying to sweet talk them, come up here, race that bomber. But anyway, to answer your question, I've already talked to five drivers that's called this morning already, Dustin, Bryce, and Kevin Terry. In my heart, and I'm standing by my decision, I did the right thing.
Yep.
It rained this morning at 6:15, just a little bit, wet everything down. That means nothing, but here's the deal. The National Weather Service, as of yesterday, even told me there's only a 30% chance of rain, but it's a good 30% chance of rain. At some point, it's going to let loose for a little bit. So and I'm getting more people saying, Chris, thank you in advance. Most people come up to Montgomery, Derek, and they're already here, and they've wasted the fuel, the price of gas. If gas was $2 a gallon,
it'd be different.
I would have thought different, but I feel I've done the right thing, and I'm still happy about my decision, because if they get here after driving from Atlanta or Ocala, Florida, and then we cancel at 4 o'clock,
is that what we sound like?
Yeah, pretty much, brother.
Well, but also you did that. That was smart as a promoter side for the fans, because I can tell you, if there's a chance of rain, even like you look at Mobile, it could be raining cats and dogs in Mobile, no rain at Mobile International Speedway. They won't get any stands.
Hello?
Because, you know, because it's like that. Are you there? Chris? I think we lost Chris.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, I was just talking about... That's funny. I was just talking about if it rains in the area, like in Mobile, it could get showers here, but not rain at Mobile International Speedway, but it kills. And I mean, it kills, so no one will show up. So I think you did the right thing. So when do you do the next race? Because this was a big one.
That's what I'm trying to do. Right. What I'm trying to do here now is I want to race on a night when Mobile Speedway, when Rick's not racing, when Tim Bryant's not racing, mm-hmm. when John Dykes not racing, when Huntsville's not racing, when
so sometime in December.
I'm trying to make it to where, you know, this Capital Recycling stepped up to the plate. This 800 to win for the bomber cars, I think, is very, very, very big.
I'll tell you this right now. If you do it in the first 2 weeks of 2 weekends of May, I'll bring the team up.
Well, and I'm looking at the 19th. Is okay. actually what I'm looking at. That is a local show. Me and Bubba Blackwell have been talking almost every day. Me and Bubba talk, and we've been talking about letting the jump be that he was going to do today. We're going to let it be on the 19th. So I'm really shooting for the 19th.
That would be great.
That's a night that y'all don't race. And how many times y'all heard me say this? Mobile Speedway is my home track. I love that place like I love mama. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to come up here and see what I'm doing up here. I want to help, you know, pay a good purse to make it worth y'all's while.
When people talk about Montgomery Speedway at Mobile and in Pensacola, they're saying you're doing it right, and it's just, like you said, it's all about the scheduling. A lot of people are running for points. We're running for fun. It's as simple as that. So if there's a chance that we can go up there and run and help out and support the track as much as you've done for the radio show, I think it'd be great. And, hey, man, these Thunderbirds are quick.
and you know how I feel about Rusty Powell. It's no secret. I love that man. I love his wife. I love, you know, I I'm not picking favorites or nothing, but, you know, it would be very emotional for me for Rusty Powell to come up here and win a race with one of your cars, Derek. And it would be with everything that man's been through, and I'll just never forget last year me announcing and telling the people, you know, how he went to Mobile Infirmary Hospital and then leaves the hospital and comes to race, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm a major Rusty Powell fan, and I love him, like I said, and his wife. Great people. And you know, just to have him maybe come up here and win a race would be so, it would be very emotional. I've got emotional with him at finishing third before, so I can only imagine if he won. But any other Mobile driver, I would be very, you know, ecstatic for somebody to come up here and get that $800 win. But you know how we're going to do this race, right? We're going to run the bomber feature as twin 15s. That's something usually they only do with the late models and stuff like that. And once again, I'm a major supporter of the local classes. And I felt like if we run 15 laps, that winner gets $400, invert the field totally, and wait about two races, then let them come back and do the other 15 with the winner starting last. It's going to be a good show, and no telling what happened for that man to win another 400 to make it 800.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's true. And with the class of cars that could come up from the Gulf Coast, and how is your bomber car count up there now? You've got some being built, and you got a few up there, don't you?
I've heard of five or six, and you know how that goes. That could be one or two, or that could be nine or ten. And that's why I really want to get this race done up here. Some of these people will say, hey, that's fun, and they put on a show.
Well, that's what it's all about. Now, let me ask you, what else besides this show? I mean, this was a huge one with Bubba Blackwell and everything. You've got Talladega tickets. We're teaming up. We've got about 3 more minutes left in the show. And here's what I kind of think. You were nice to grace us with 4 tickets to Talladega. 13 days, the pack is back. And you know, Chris, the racing at Talladega is finally going to be back to where it needs to be. Now, that's two car crap. I mean, it's as simple as that. So if you saw Daytona, you can't wait for Talladega. And you've got 4 tickets and 4 pre-race passes. And what I'm thinking is time. And somehow with your Facebook from Montgomery Motor Speedway and maybe the Full Throttle Racing one, ask a series of questions this week, and by Saturday, whoever has all the questions correct for Talladega information, we do live on the air. We'll pull up somebody live on the air next Saturday to get those tickets.
Hey, well, like I called you this morning, however you want to do it, brother. The tickets wasn't won here March 31st, the first race here. Marka Chastain, she is one of the marketing PR people at Talladega, a very good friend of mine. I've actually sold cars with her brother, so, you know, I know her well. And she provided this for me, and then I got to thinking, and, you know, I'm so tied in with Full Throttle and what you do and, you know, how you promote what's going on around here, not just here, but Mobile, Sunny South. And once again, I'd like to recommend, congratulate and say good job to Lonnie and all them at Sunny South. Once again, you know, I have many years down there. Sounds like things are going well. So Lonnie, once again, you know, kudos to the job they're doing down there, keeping that thing going strong. However you want to do it, Derek, we'll give these things away. However you want to do it, we'll do it. It's a good deal, four passes for pre-race,
oh, yeah.
which gives them access
huge.
To just about anywhere.
You can be pretty much right there when they're walking down off the stage and shake their high five when they come down there and get great photos. I mean, we've been there and done that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, Chris, real quick, we'll keep an eye on your website, MontgomerySpeedway.com, and also on Facebook. But when will you think have an announcement? Probably early next week?
I'm going to do it this week. And also, don't forget, that's a Ream race, May the 12th.
Ooh.
Cale Gill in the Prolate model, the number 33 Smith Motorsports car. Also, Bubba Gill with the number 83 Ream modified.
And stop right there before you go on. Again, Bubba had a heart attack. He's doing fine.
Bubba had a heart attack.
Tell the story.
And 2 weeks later, Bubba Gale got into modified, went to Orange County Speedway, fastest in practice.
Unreal.
Fast qualifier, started on the pole, and led every lap. So,
not even a heart attack slowing that old man down. Gosh. Well,
but
okay.
Good luck to Cale at Kansas today. Derek, thank you so much for everything you do for this show. Looking forward to seeing you real soon, my friend. And let's give these Talladega tickets away. Thanks to everybody for their support. I love you. Peace out, White Trout.
All right, there you go. That's Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. And that's going to wrap up the show. Thank you to Chief Jeff Cash, who was able to come on board this morning again with USFD Racing, and the chair of National Volunteer Fire Council. Rick Crawford says, hey, we'll be back next week. And we are tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Gates open at 5. Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway, thank you so much to John Candyman Boyd at Deep South Speedway. Going to be racing tonight. And if you have plans or don't, until about 1 o'clock today, the Relay for Life team, Baldwin County Probate Courts at Crossroads. It's a turkey shoot going on. This is in Baldwin County at County Road 138, a half a mile from 225 in Baldwin County. So if you feel like going out there, they've got some great tickets from some of the racetracks, including Talladega, they're giving away. And you can take your frustrations out, shoot some clay pigeons. What do you say? Y'all have a blessed weekend. God bless you. Thank you so much for everything you guys do to support this race team and this race show. I appreciate y'all very much.